God Rest Ye Merry Soldiers by James McIver. Read by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2005 by James McIver. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with James McIver and Viking Books, a division of Penguin Group, USA, and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Christmas, 1862. On Christmas Day, 1862, North Carolina soldier Constantine A. Heggie wrote his parents, full of the homesickness and weariness that gripped many a soldier that second Christmas of war. "Christmas has come once more, and it is a very beautiful morning," Heggie began. "But oh, how changed the scene to what it was last Christmas! Today, 12 months ago, I was home, where I could enjoy the blessings of a comfortable house and home, of parents and friends and of religious worship. But this Christmas I am surrounded by warriors, cannons, and guns. But I hope and pray that the good Lord in His tender mercy may soon bring this state of things to an end, and restore peace and prosperity to our beloved country again, and turn the hearts of the rulers to peace forever instead of war." A year before, Christmas in army camps and at hearthsides north and south had been alive with high spirits. In 1861, war was still a romantic adventure, a chance for dashing feats and excitement. "Soldiers had gone off to war that first year as if heading for a frolic," said one civilian who watched them go. Both sides were sure of quick and glorious victory. An Alabama soldier confidently predicted...